had been speaking about prophecy all day long, dream interpretation, but the question is how close you are to Him. How close is your heart to His? How much you crave for Him? Do you seek Him? Do you seek Him at every moment during the day? When you're on your way to work? Or when you're on the way to church? Or to the school? Do you crave for Him? Do you long for Him? Who is He for you? Who is He for you? Is it just a God that you come to whenever you have a need to ask favors from Him? Or is He your husband, as the way it's written in the Bible? What kind of relationship you have with Him? As a son to a father, where is your heart? Is it His? And if it's not His, how could He trust you what's on His heart? But if your heart is His, He could trust you His kingdom here on earth. You may be seated if you want. Thank you, guys. If you want, you can stay there. We're only going to be here for like 40 minutes. And it's going to be very interactive. Actually, it's going to be pretty cool. Prophetic powers. The gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose. First off, I wanted to add a little bit on what Christine was sharing a moment ago. And all what we had been sharing all day long. Prophecy is like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the more it will come back to you. The more your senses get trained. The more you write the dreams and the more you interpret them, the more the Lord will be communicating to you through dreams. There may be several nights in which He may give you four or five dreams in one night, and every single one of them, it's an interpretation or it's something. You see, but we have to be diligent. The book of Peter 1st or 2nd, says that the prophets that foretold regarding the upcoming grace, which is Jesus, they diligently sought scriptures. So it is our duty to do the research. The prophetic spirit, it's already in there. We just must be diligent and train the muscle or train and take care of the gift that the Lord has given us. Prophetic powers or prophecy. There are three kinds of prophecy, basically. There is a progressive prophecy, conditional, and a prophecy which is like an oath or a vow, juramentada, that would be in Spanish. So progressive, let's go in there. It's when the Spirit of God manifests a rhema word through the spirit of prophecy here on earth, and a word from eternity arises up and it's spoken. Basically, and the Lord says, you're going to be doing this and that and that, and it's going to increase. Basically, like King David, let's say, whenever he stepped into the throne, it was told to him that he was going to have greatness, majesty, riches, and all that. And that was something progressively, something that happened throughout a period of time. It didn't happen like right away, but it was fulfilled. We can all see that. That's the first kind of prophecy. Many of us receive that kind of prophecy. It's common. The second one, it's conditional. The Spirit of God may say something like, if you repent your ways, and if you turn your faces unto me, and if you seek me with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your spirit, I shall visit you and I shall heal your land. You know, but we have right there that if, and that's basically what happened with Saul. His prophecy was conditional prophecy. He then honored that part, the part of the deal or the part of the agreement. Therefore, the Lord said, you know what? I have tried to deal with you. And now it's time for me to remove my hand and to move on to someone else, someone that I have that is more suitable for the task that I had appointed you. And then oath or vow, that's very strong. That is similar to when the Lord enters in covenant with us, which is also very powerful, and we need to be aware of that. Those are defense mechanisms that the Lord allows us to have here on earth in order to navigate accurately here, although it's not covenant. Oath or a vow is when the Lord may say, I'm going to do this by my name. It's my deal with you and me. Whatever happens, it's going to happen. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen. Normally, the Lord will enter into a prophecy or will release prophecy like that or will speak a prophecy like that into our lives once He has tested us and tested us and tested us. A good example of that would be the life of Abraham. When we start reading his life, basically he was still at his parents' land in Ur de los Caldeos. We're going to have some fun today, okay? So you guys bear with me, but I'm going to try to transmit, and if not, just receive it by the Spirit. Whatever works, man, but you just take it, okay? Okay, here we go. So, and then the Spirit of God comes to Abraham, and he says, you know what? You need to break your... There are some parameters in here that are binding you, man. So you have to leave your family, leave your house. You have to leave your geographical area. You have to leave your identity. You have to leave your nationality and all that. And he went out of there, but there was still Lot with him. And then he broke that parameter, that thing that was preventing him from growth. And then the Lord speaks another word to him. And it's basically an increase and an increase. And the last border or boundary, I should say, that he broke was the tie with his son, which was Isaac. And I want to say this at this point. Spiritual life is designed to make us free from everything. Deliverance is just like the first stage, but he wants to make us free from our mind. He wants to make us free from our emotions, for the Spirit of God to live through us and to regulate our emotions and our instincts and our innermost being. But then probably the strongest bond that could be here on earth is the bond between a father and a son. And basically he was able to overcome it. And we all see that in the scripture. And it is not until he breaks that last boundary that then is when the Lord says, okay, you know, you are too good. Here we're going to enter in this kind of prophecy. And it's what they call oath or vow. So that's very powerful, and it is necessary for us to know whenever a word is being spoken over us. If it's conditional, it's awesome to hear the good stuff, but my main concern is, okay, what is that I'm supposed to do in order to make this happen, you know? Because we don't want to just live like, okay, prophecy and prophecy and prophecy. We want to live also in fulfillment of prophecy, which is also very strong and powerful, living the dream, basically. If it's conditional, if it's progressive, or if it's this kind of prophecy. Prophetic powers, it's the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, or basically is the gift of interpreting God's will. First off, it all starts with our life. He basically starts speaking to us, and he expects for us to align with him. And once there is righteousness all around us, then we're able to go ahead and impart that same kingdom into someone else's life. Probably right here, I'm talking more about the ministry of a prophet, which takes longer to develop, because I must clarify that whenever it's a prophetic gift, the Lord could just got saved yesterday, and the next day you could be prophesying out of the gift. It's not directly tied to your spiritual maturity, but it will obviously be tied to the holiness and the life that you live. Prophet is a translator from God. Basically, God speaks, you speak. God stops speaking, you stop speaking, and you don't say anything. And he will train you in there, in that arena as well. Prophecy, as we have seen in the examples that they have retelling during the day, it will probably go directly against your human will, because sometimes the Lord will reveal a word that he wants to share, and sometimes we are, as humans, we're still shy, okay? But still, it's the same process of deliverance that the Lord wants to trigger in our life, in our lives, in order for us to move in that greater capacity that he has for each and every one of us. It's obedience, I would say it's a key factor for it. If you don't follow it, if you don't follow obedience, there could be a strong spirit of prophecy. There could be gifts. There could be discernment. But if there is rebellion, let's say, we are going to fail. And he does not want us to fail. He'll do anything that it's in his power in order for that not to happen. And I shall also say this, he never, never, never condemns. So for those of you that in the past have received condemning prophecy or something like that, you need to get rid of that. even where when he admonishes to someone, he will find the words to let you know the message that he wants to let you know for you to comply with his spirit. Amen. How many can say amen to that one? The ultimate goal of prophecy is to establish God's kingdom on this earth. Right here, you must know there is an impartation, a prophetic impartation happening even as we speak, or just by the fact of being exposed to this atmosphere. So we're not going to worry as much on that. I trust the Lord that whenever you face the circumstances, you'll be able to draw from your spirit the weapon or the word that you need, and then suddenly it's going to arise and he's going to speak through you. You know what I mean? So right now, let's focus a little bit more as far as aligning the parameters so that you do know what you need to know whenever you are exercising that muscle. You know, because it says my church dies because lack of knowledge. Yes. Perishes or something like that. Another thought I want to say is this. Whenever the Lord is speaking to us, he may not deal with sin in particular for two reasons. First off, the Lord believes in, if he highlights the best qualities that you have and pushes them forward or brings them forth, he believes in that the light that is already within you, it's going to shine so much that it's going to take over the darkness. That's on one end. On the other end, he also believes that you and I were very responsible for what he wrote. So he doesn't like repeating himself. I'll tell you that. It is your duty and my duty to go back and find out what the revelation on this book is. What are the rules? Through this book, we find the revelation of one man, and it's called Jesus Christ, and he abides within you, and he abides within me as well. And you see many examples of many people, many things, many natures that happen in their flesh, spirit, soul, everything. But in the New Testament, you find all the keys that you need for you to live a spiritual life and to break any carnal traces of life or any soulful traces of life. Thanks a lot, Mignon. What is that? The ultimate goal of prophecy is to establish God's kingdom on this earth and to bring heaven down to earth, basically. To restore the earth. Over there in Genesis, well, to restore the air, God uses it as a mean or as a tool for his kingdom to get established within our lives. In order for us to go and conquer whatever we need to conquer, every single one of us in here has hopes, dreams, and expectations. And you better have, because he has many more dreams than the ones that you already know of that he has revealed to you. He has much more. It's like a long conversation that you need to have with him in order for him to reveal you all that he has planned for your life. But in order for us to go out and conquer, first we need to be conquered inside. And once that kingdom or that righteousness, as I was saying earlier before, you know how prophecy is interpreting God's will. Once all that kingdom or righteousness is established, I can go and establish it on my brother or on someone that probably doesn't have Christ inside. Is it okay to prophesy to an unbeliever? Absolutely, it's okay. It's from the Spirit of God. You draw them to the truth. They don't know what they need. You know what they need because you have the light inside of you. I feel like pausing for a sec, and let's go ahead and exercise our prophetic muscles. And in a sec, we'll even do demonstrations, and I'll try to explain with words or with exercises how it works. Because the idea is not only for a few of them to have dreams or revelations, but for all of us to have access to that prophetic gifting. Okay. So, Bill, the Lord is opening new doors as far as I even see work. I don't know exactly what it means, but I know that he's opening new doors as far as job or even entrepreneurial activities. And he tells me to tell you that he has already gifted you with the anointing to do it. He just wants you to follow his lead and to trust him in your heart. And you will know the appointed moment whenever he wants you to step out in faith. May I minister to you? Okay. I'm sorry, what is your name? That's okay, you can remain in there. Megan? Okay, perfect. Megan, I don't know if you have been told this, but I'm just going to go ahead and release it through the Spirit. And it is your duty, once again, as Mignon said, to pray about it and to test the Spirit. It's okay. Megan, I see that the spirit of prophecy and revelation, it's strong within you. He called you. He even called you from your mother's womb. And the calling that you have is not only national, but international. You'll go to places that you haven't seen before, to cultures. And I see that he even grants you the grace to, with your hands, to heal people's hearts and bodies. I see a lot of soul healing that the Spirit of God will be doing through your life, but I also see a lot of to some extent there is going to be also some physical healing, because I could even see the scars on people's body, and as you were laying hands on them, the scars would start decreasing until they would fade out completely. So just as the Spirit of God. I'm sorry, what is your name? Nancy. May I minister to you? Okay. The Spirit of God says that it's time of restoration. There have been some tough times in the past, times in which the enemy took so many things away, even desires, even dreams, even hopes, even expectations. Even to some degree, maybe he would even attempt to take faith away. But he couldn't, because you're a strong woman of God and you always believe in him, and he was your tower. But he says, know this, that seasons and the times are changing, because no longer that will happen, but now my hand is upon you, and I surely be upon you, and my thoughts and my plans, and he even tells me, tell you, I will not leave you until I fulfill that everything that I have said, he says. Amen. Amen. Maria, Krem Maria, she, Krem Maria. Irma, there is coming time of promotion, time in which you are going to go higher, higher to a place that you hadn't been before. You're going to be intertwined with people that you don't know, but the Spirit of God is going to promote you to that dimension and to that degree. He even tells me to tell you that he has already given you the authority to move and to rule in those areas because of the obedience. That's what he tells me to tell you. It's like he has trained you in the past. Whenever you hear his voice and you follow his lead. Therefore, he rises you there. It's going to increase the anointing as well. And it's going to increase new song, because that will help you to remain tied or hooked up with him. Is that hooked up with him? But I do see that the authority is already there. An increase of anointing. Amen. Amen. May I minister? ¿Puedo ministrarle? ¿Me permite orar por usted? ¿Puede pasar para acá, por favor? Do you speak English? No? Okay. Is there someone that could translate if I prophesy in Spanish into English, please? Irma, come on.
Be at peace. God is good. There are things in family. There are things in family that haven't come up completely to the will of God. And that has brought sorrow to your heart. But God is about to change that. God is saying that as you seek him, what I see is lasses of people, family members, family ties that are going to be restored. I see peace. I see forgiveness. And then I see growth. Every segment leaves. He looks. I see that he delights himself with you in the time of intimacy that you have with him. He says, when you sing to him, he likes that. That you are the apple of his eye. So from the time that you spend with him, that's where you develop and draw your strength from. So there's been adverse winds in the past. Says that you're going to grow so strong, like a palm tree. And nothing will hold you back. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you. No, it's okay. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. It is him. It is him. You are just a vessel. You are just a carrier. It is him. It is him. You are just a carrier. You are just a vessel that he uses. He abides within you. Greater things than this you shall make. It's easy. It's not hard. You just have to have the right information. Many of you already have the longing in their spirit, and it is necessary for you to be uploaded and implemented with the right information in order for you to be able to activate and proceed from that. The spirit that created the entire universe abides within you. You just have to let it move. You just have to let it flow through you. Even as we are here, there is prophetic anointing that is being imparted over your life. So just sometimes you can just pause in your mind and focus and feel the spirit inside, like just like flooding you with his, because prophecy is just like a stream of water. Alrighty? Perfect. Let's keep moving on. Prophet, there are kinds of prophets, three main kinds. There is Navi, which is a speaker who declares the word of God. Once again, translator. He'll tell you, you'll say, he'll speak, you'll say, he'll speak, you'll say. He will have your human will, like, governed by his hand, governed by his will, by his godly will. Because basically what prophecy is, it's a key that opens up people's hearts. And whenever you are having a heart in front of you, you have to be governed by him, by the spirit, by the word inside. You cannot be moved by emotions, although he gave us the emotions for him to shine through us already. But you move by the beat of heaven that he already established within you. Okay? I guess that's why prophets get a little bit more quickened when there is music or something like that, because you're just flowing in that atmosphere. It's not hard. It's like swimming. So we already saw kinds of prophecy. We already saw what prophecy was. And now kinds of prophets. Navi, speaker who declares the word of God. Someone who, that is a carrier of his words. As I just said, we're just the instrument. We're just the carrier. He is the spirit inside that moves us. Okay, we have seer, ra'a. That would be seer, or it is, which means, I was going to say in Spanish, which means in English, to see. particularly the sense of seeing visions, to gaze or to perceive. All right, here we go. Just as we have our human body that has five senses, in our spiritual body inside, we have five senses as well, plus the sixth sense, which is the gift of knowledge. We're able to see. Sometimes, hey, I'm hearing God's word. He's speaking to me. You are hearing it in your ear. Or if you are seeing a picture or something, the Lord shows me this or that. Sometimes we say, well, I'm praying in my mind. Believe it or not, you are praying with your spiritual man. Probably we were unaware of that, but that's basically what's going on. And then there is that gift of knowledge that you just know something and you don't know how you received it, but you know that it is true, because that's another thing. Whenever it comes to prophecy, it is how much the Spirit of God, how much the Spirit of truth abides within you. Okay? That's basically what it is all about. So we have prophet, Navi, someone that hears, seer, someone that sees. It also has to do, prophecy, it also has to do with foreseeing future events, as we all know. And I wanted to find, I have like four definitions on prophetic, but probably I didn't copy that one. And it comes from one of the encyclopedias. And it says that it's the ability of knowing the mind and counsel of God, speaking it for the mind and counsel of God. That's prophetia from Latin word. And then, but then there is also foretelling future events. Okay, so right there, it will help a lot as far as seeing capabilities, okay? Plus, it's also God's nature. You are the God that sees. Jehovah Ra, basic, or I'm sorry, Bela Roy, Jehovah Roy. You are the God that sees. For seer, we have two words, Ra, to see, particularly the sense of seeing visions, to gaze or to perceive. And we have Shoze, which literally means a beholder in a vision, just like Daniel. Basically, he would get in visions, and he would just like be just like binoculars that you just see, and then you start writing everything that you see. And many times the Spirit of God will give you like what's ahead of time, what's going to happen. Okay. Whenever we are in the spiritual realm, There are no limits, and I'm going ahead of my time. There are no limitations. You can, whenever you are in the spirit, in eternity, you can basically go to the future, see what's ahead. You can go to the past and retrieve information from the past. There have been some visions that I have had in years in the past and that are in my memory. And at that time, probably I didn't have discernment or knowledge. And now the Spirit of God quickened those visions within me, and I was able to retrieve the information in my mind. And through those pictures, I was able to get some extra information that I never got in the first instance because I didn't have those gifts. So that's moving in eternity. You can go there and retrieve info. Okay, here, which we really need to talk about. God uses prophets to change times. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will want to do something that we are unaware, something that we don't know, and he will start inspiring someone with a prophetic spirit, and suddenly he, out of the blue, he'll start giving prophecy in certain direction to yield, because let's just say this is the church. Okay. This is the church. We're right here, and sometimes we have to be lined up with him, because the Spirit is constantly moving, evolving, doing new things, living in a fresh minute, in a fresh moment, in a fresh hour. Sometimes the Lord will say, you know what, I have had my church for so long in this stage or in this, that now it's, and they are right here. Probably 10 years ago, it was fine, but now, not now, because I need to move them to the next stage or to the next level in me. So the Holy Spirit will do what prophecy does. It always adjusts you to his will. The seer realm or the spirit realm. I'm going to read a scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:15. You don't have to go into the Bible. I'm reading from the Amplified, okay? It says, but the spiritual man tries all things. He examines, investigates, inquires, questions, and discerns all things. Yet himself, okay, hang on, let's back up. He examines, investigates, inquires, questions, and discerns all things, yet is himself to be put on trial and judged by no one. He can read, the spiritual man, he can read the meaning of everything, but no one can properly discern or appraise or get an insight of him. Alrighty? Now for this, I want to do an exercise to make it more real. Hugo, can I get the glasses? And can I get your glasses and my glasses too? Please don't leave. No, I'm just kidding. It's going to take like an extra 20 minutes for the... Okay, this is Jen, my friend. I believe she's part of Mignon's, is it right? Glory Reign Ministries. We all are in a reality that we perceive from a certain perspective already. Now, when you are in the spirit, you're still in this reality, but you are more aware of things differently. I'm going to have you please try these glasses and let me know how you feel. Wow, Jen. Oh, sad. No, come on. No, you. What do you think? She looks cool, doesn't she?
Yeah. Well, that's good. I need to look cool.
Now, let me ask you, how is that you see?
Pretty good, actually. Everybody looks kind of tinted. Okay. Looks good.
Looks brownish?
Looks brownish.
Okay.
Amber colored hue, okay. I'll say. Yeah.
Is it the same space?
Yes.
Okay. Is it the same people?
Yes.
You see differently?
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting, isn't it? Yes. Try this on for me, please. Now those are my glasses. Let's see if. Oh, you just need the bike, Jen. A Harley Davidson. Okay, here we go. It was very interesting. Like two nights ago, Mignon said, when I was in heaven, I looked all blue. Is that right?
Yeah. There was
blue cast. What does blue cast mean? Say it in Spanish. Hey, I'm making a big effort in here, okay?
It's like not shadow.
No shadow. Okay. Okay.
Sure.
Tinted blue? I was just playing a little bit.
Blue tint, yes.
Okay. Are you in the same place?
I am.
Are you with the same people?
I am.
Are you in the same time?
Yes.
Well, not like 5 minutes ago.
It's a few minutes later.
Remember, time and space, physics. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, but it has to do with prophetic. Lately, we have been, that's a completely different thing, but quantum physics has been proving many things that we had been seeing for like months and years, and now it's like, oh, we have, and I'm like, and we're like, okay, we told you.
We knew we were right.
No, okay, that's fine. Okay, let's not deviate. Okay, what has changed? How is that? Okay, now let me ask you, you perceive differently, what has changed?
The color is, everything's blue tinted now instead of brown, amber.
Stay with me for a sec. She looks cool. That's basically the seer realm. You see differently. You perceive differently. You are in the spirit. You don't ever have to live there. Although you right away, as a son or a daughter of God, you have access to it. You have access to reading what comes your way, what your circumstances are, why are they here. He may not tell you everything ahead of time, but you will know through the Spirit of God how to react if you have trained yourself well for your human will to be connected with His. And as soon as a circumstance comes your way, you will have the chance to read the circumstance. Alrighty? It's available for all of us. One last thing, you don't ever have to live there. Thanks so much, Jen, for that. Don't get too comfortable because there is another one coming. Apostle Paul said, because we see in part and we know in part, but he also said something like, because the vision that we have is blurred, we see as in a riddle or as in an enigma, but inside of us there is a quest from our spirit in order to be able to decipher what's going on and to accurately tap and implant ourselves into that greater plan, which is God, which is unfolding throughout the ages. You know what I mean? Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is like we're not here just because, but there is a purpose for it. Through a workshop like this, or through prophecy or through prophetic gift, you will have the ability of seeing better, reading better the situations. You know what he was telling me once? He was saying, Samuel, many times my children think things that are not there, in the things that they should be focusing on, they are not. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we have farsightedness, and sometimes through his glasses, we're able to see better and to discern better and to save ourselves some fall downs? Okay, falling downs. I'm sorry. Okay, how prophecy operates. Let's go ahead and just go right ahead. I'm just asking him in my spirit. Okay, it says, for the substance, the essence of the truth revealed by Jesus is the spirit of all prophecy, the vital breath, the inspiration of all inspired preaching, and interpretation of divine will and purpose, including both mine and yours. Right here, it is an angel that is speaking to Apostle John, and he's telling him that through prophecy, Apostle John should know what's going to happen here on earth and also in the heavenly realm. Because it says, including both the divine purpose for me, the angel, and for you, man. So those are the levels that we must already be operating. And angelic visitations are not abnormal. As a children of God, you should have. He should be telling you exactly what's going on in his kingdom right now. Let's go ahead and reread this. It says, for the substance, the essence of the truth revealed by Jesus is the spirit of all prophecy. Okay, it tells me that through his word, I can grab that, put it on my storage inside of me, and then through the spirit of God inside of me, we go down, we retrieve information, and then since I already have God's will, thank you so much, Holy Spirit. Since I already have the ability of interpreting God's will, then I'll be able to pull it out. You know how I mentioned earlier about intimacy? Intimacy will cause you to read more about Him because you want to know Him, because you love Him. So we have those ingredients, and then we have interpreting God's will. Therefore, you already have His word living inside of you, which it cannot fail, and then you have the Spirit inside of you. The Spirit will actually go retrieve information, and then if you already have the spirit of prophecy, the Holy Spirit will go and basically quicken your spirit in the appointed time whenever you are among people, and He will cause you to move based on all those muscles, let's say. Alrighty? Are we okay? Are we understanding? What I just said is that basically through intimacy we gain longing to know the word of God. So we go in there and we feed upon that. And then prophecy is interpreting God's will. So basically whenever we are eating his word, our storehouse inside, our well, our spiritual well starts getting larger and larger and larger. And then we're full of word. We're full of his word inside of us. Just like a well of water, basically. And basically what prophecy is, it's like when you draw from a well of water in the middle of the wilderness and you take it out through the spirit, not at human will, but at spiritual being. Plus, if you have been in a workshop like this, believe it or not, your spirit inside has been altered because you had been altered, you had been imparted with the spirit of prophecy. So if you are like in China or something like that, he's going to go ahead and activate that spirit of prophecy. And since you already have his word living inside of you and you have gained the ability of interpreting his will, you'll pull that word through the spirit of God, and then you will release it. And that will cause stratospheric effects because it's spiritual word manifested right here in the natural realm. So it's quite powerful. I've seen it. It can break many things. This is how it works a little bit, because we're here to learn, right? It doesn't only have to be theoretical, but it has to be practical as well. That way we receive the info, we practice it. Probably we won't have the ability of practicing with every single one of us, but at least something. Let's wait a second until they... Oh. You're faster than me, man. I'm ready whenever you're ready. Here. Okay. As I introduce you, this is my friend Jen. Okay, give me your hand. Awesome. Here. What we do whenever we are praying for someone, probably let's go a little bit. What we do whenever we prophesy to someone, we wait on the Lord first to quicken and to send us to the right person. In this case, he sent me to Jen. Okay. We wait for him to quicken our heart. I'm just going to give something basic so that we can all start like training that muscle. Already? And so that you can see. Probably I'll just speak blessings upon her life, or as the Spirit gives me, because sometimes we give such an elaborate word. And sometimes, just as Mignon said, God loves you. And that makes their whole day, you know? So here we go. Let's just tap into the Spirit a little bit. That's fine. I'll do it with our hands. And then, now, be on guard, okay? Because later, I want you to practice that same exercise. Grace. You have the gift of prophecy. I don't know if you were aware. I don't know if we were aware. Okay. You have to, I'll be honest. I'll be clear. I don't see you as a prophetic minister, but I see definitely the gift of prophecy within you, and we just need to develop it. And actually, the gift of prophecy, it's for the entire Church of Christ, but it is already in there, implanted inside of you. We just need to bring it up. Alrighty? So, simple. You relax. There is no stress. Okay? You are imparting the spirit of life. Okay? They don't know what they need. So, Jen, I see you. I thought it was just going to be a blessing, okay? But I'm just going to just go ahead and release what the Lord gives me. I see you like a little child in a tricycle. And I see you on a sidewalk. And I see that you are having lots of fun. And as you go through that sidewalk, thank you, Holy Spirit, you are exploring the environment that it's around you. But he tells me to tell you that further along that sidewalk, there is going to be a turn around, and you don't know what lies there. It's greater. It's something that you haven't seen before. Alrighty? That's through the spirit of revelation. Hang on. You stay in there. Christine, that's fine. You can stay in there. What? Just a question. Okay. cars, vehicles, tricycles, what would they mean in the spirit? I'm sorry, but let's work as a team, right?
Right. I'm sorry. Generally, they mean ministry.
Ministry.
Yes! We both are in the same channel. Thank you. It's the same spirit. Yeah, he was talking about your ministry. The Spirit of God was revealing to us about your ministry. Whenever it's a tricycle, it doesn't mean that it is... whenever he says tricycle, it doesn't mean that it's a small ministry. It just means that it's a humble ministry. But it doesn't have to do with size. Whenever he tells me to tell you as far as being a small little child, it, in that sense, it didn't mean spiritual maturity, but it meant innocence. And whenever I was saying you are going further down and you are going to make a right, you are going to turn around and you don't know what's ahead, he meant greater things. And he meant that he had... some other things that's basically it. Alrighty? Now let's exercise. Alrighty? It's okay. Relax.
I'm not stressed. There's no reason to be stressed.
Relax, yes. That's fine.
I have the prophetic gift, so.
Yes? That's right. Go, Jen! Go! Go! There we go. It's cool. This is what church is supposed to be, honestly. Training, honestly. Okay, here we go. So what I would like for you to do, what I want you to do is pray in tongues. Search inside of you. Don't pray frenetically like... No, it's not that. You just go as you would normally do. Then search in your heart and let him moisture your heart. Okay, and get it full of his word, okay? I'm going to give you my hand. Sometimes that helps, all right? Make yourself at home. Whenever he feels, you feel like releasing some word, there it is. Oh, it's already in there. Practice with me, Jen.
What I'm seeing is a mighty eagle, which would be a prophet, but not... just here, you're like from space, not an alien, but like you're soaring, you're orbiting the earth, not just the sky, okay. But the earth, and you have arrows in your feet, in your talons. Mm. So I don't know, it's like some... like a warrior prophet. I don't know what that means. Warrior prophet. Basically, so yes. You're going to break through things, yeah, pierce things. So.
Well, that word, just for the record, that word has been given to me, especially the eagle part. It's a confirmation whenever you release the word. I felt like crying. I didn't cry because I'm in front of many people in here. Okay? But yes, now the arrow part had never been disclosed from the Spirit. So thanks so much for... pressing on and bringing that revelation, it completes my identity. You are a blessing to my life. Okay, here we go. Let's go ahead and proceed to gift of prophet. There are two kinds, gift of prophet and prophetic ministry. And I'll explain like briefly what both them are. Prophetic gift is given to every one of us. We have access to it through the Spirit of God. That's not a problem. He abides within us. It's safe. It's like a pen that he gives us to write on people's hearts with him propelling that pen. Alrighty? The more we train our senses, the sharper the pen will be, the more accuracy that it will have, the more imprint of the seal of God that we will make in people's hearts, the more effective we will be already. So here, in gifts, we have Spirit of Revelation. That's the one that propels everything. We have discernment of spirits. That's basically reading people's life, see what's going on. I also want to say this. The Lord will always, always protect people's... what is that? Integrity. He will never, never do something that it's beyond, you know, the ethical. You know what I mean? He'll always protect. He'll reveal to us halfway, but then it's up to the person. If the person wants to say yes, let's go ahead and keep pressing. Alrighty? So we have discernment of spirits. That's human spirit. That's also discerning which spirits are from God and which are not. Because there are so many things going on out there. The Spirit of God is stronger than any other spirit. The kingdom of God is stronger than any other kingdom. That's, we need to know that. Word of wisdom. That's insight regarding current circumstances. What can I use as an example of that? I don't know. That's basically saying, for instance, right now you're going through this and that and that. There are these circumstances around you. But the Lord allows you to see beyond the evident, you know, beyond that what human eye can see. That's basically, that's word of wisdom. Now, word of knowledge, that covers everything. That covers what has happened to you in the past, what may be happening to you right now, and also foretelling upcoming events through the Spirit of God. Alrighty? Now let's go to the next level. That's prophetic gift. Now let's go to prophetic ministry. That's a little bit more advanced. For that, I have Jeremiah 1:10, please. You don't have to look. You don't have to search it. I'll go ahead and read it for you. But you are more than welcome to make a note of it. Okay? And we're nearly done. If you just give me like 10 more minutes of your time, should be okay. Is that okay? Thank you so much, Mignon. Okay, here we go. I also want to thank at this point Glory Rain Ministries for the invitation. It's a pleasure. Mignon and Bill, they are such a blessing to my life. And honestly, it's a ministering. It's a privilege, guys, for me to be ministering right here. Thank you. They're just great. They are great, great. They have a big heart for God. Yeah. They'll invest their lives into the kingdom, and then they'll sow, and they don't hold back. So it's impressive. Alrighty, here we go. Prophetic ministry, Jeremiah 1:10. It says, see, the Lord's calling Jeremiah right now, and he says, see, I have this day appointed you to the oversight of nations and of kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to overthrow, to build, and to plant. Let me back up for a sec. The gift of prophetic gift through the Spirit of Revelation, the prophetic gift is limited from the Scripture or Scripture-wise to give instruction. It stimulates, and it encourages. It brings you forward. Through the Spirit of God, no, you bring the person forward, but the gift or the Spirit of God through you brings the person forward. Alrighty? It's very important for us to move in the Spirit, honestly, because the person may be moving in some rebellious way or something like that, and that's just ethics that we need to speak about. And then if you go in your good feelings and tell the person, hey, yes, keep going ahead, and probably the Lord is dealing with the person. So you just have to make sure, and you just have to ask the Holy Spirit and trust Him and step out in faith, which is what we all do, alrighty? Okay, so that gift gives instruction, it stimulates, and it encourages. Now, prophecy as a ministry, it takes longer to get developed. The Lord does a lot of work in you. And it says, see, I have this day appointed you to oversight of the nations. Look at the parameters that it gives you. And of the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to overthrow, to build, and to plant. Prophetic ministry, it implies decreeing. It reveals identity. It confers power. It builds, it destroys, and there is backup from God. So it's strong. It's a major thing, and it's a tool the Lord has implanted here on earth in order to equip the saints and in order to bring direction to the church. It's very comprehensive. We won't be able to cover it all right now, but basically that's what it does. Once again, it brings direction, it decrees, reveals identity, confers power, builds, destroys, and there is backup from God, basically. Alrighty. I have more information, but I'm going to wrap up already because I feel like the Spirit may want to do something later through Mignon, to Christine, through Christine. I don't know. So let's leave time for that. And I just want to share with you two more scriptures, and is this. To many of you, I was going to speak about times and seasons. And to many of you, the Lord is bringing out of a zone of comfort. I can say that through the Spirit of God. It's like when you had gotten used to certain anointing, but He's saying, you know, I pull you out of there, and I'm going to cause you to be uncomfortable in that frequency because I'm going to promote you to a higher level. And that's what Lord is doing too. I would say at least 85% of the ones that we are here. And it's going to hurt just a little bit. It's like whenever you go in a higher altitude, you feel certain pressure in your body, but then your body gets adjusted, and then it's okay. And then you can move and fly in those realms where you couldn't move before. Alrighty? Also, something else, from the moment that a rhema word is expressed in this physical world to the time of fulfillment, there might be a time or there might be a season. There is seasons of training and there is seasons of fulfillment, which is Kairos in the spiritual realm. We must know them and we must know how to move in it and how to operate in it because it's very powerful. Otherwise, we are going to miss it. Okay? And he said of the seven angels further, he said to me, these statements are reliable, worthy of confidence, and genuine true. And the Lord, the God of the spirit of the prophets, has sent his messenger, angel, to make known and exhibit to his servants what must soon come to pass. And then I want to read this from Daniel. Mignon, get ready. We're nearly wrapping up. Please. Daniel 12:14. How many know that Daniel is an eschatologist prophet? Is that how it's called in English? He says, but you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Okay, we must know the times and seasons that we're living. Otherwise, we are going to miss it. Then many shall run to and fro and search anxiously through the book. And knowledge of God's purposes as revealed by his prophets shall be increased and become great. There are many keys, there are many strategies, there are many pathways that we can go, there are many avenues, and I would say that the seer realm is just great. So I just encourage you to keep pressing on, to stay here for a few more minutes because there will be impartations and there will be a river of the Spirit placed within you.